here in KRDO's Afternoon News Studio. Mr. Curtis Sawyer, sales manager for Pikes Peak Indian Motorcycles, for, as they say, the first of what we are just having a little fun with. We're just calling it a hobnob day.
We're hobnobbing.
This is the interview, the Seinfeld interview. I have no idea what we're going to talk about. It'll probably be nothing. No, but it won't be nothing at all. The voice you hear is the voice of Pikes Peak Indian Motorcycles here on the station.
I am, yes.
And, you know, the first time we met and we did a little airtime together, I had to ask. You have a background in this business.
Yeah, I spent a little over 15 years working in radio in different, and some television time as well in different markets. So, yeah, not foreign territory here.
Well, I like to think we're kindred spirits in that sense. Indeed. I was bitten by this bug a long time ago.
Oh, yes.
It doesn't go away.
No, it doesn't. Now, granted, motorcycles are a great replacement, but it's not the end of the game.
And I was a motorcycle rider, but Indian just wasn't Indian back in those days.
Probably not. No, in those days, it would have been a whole different breed of cat. Probably in the 70s, 80s, those would have been, they were an Indian product, but not really.
Exactly. And I Harley went through iterations like that as well.
They did, yeah. As,
you know, we're talking about the 70s and the 80s and into the 90s where things just weren't stable. They weren't the same. They weren't given it was rough times.
Well, and in the 70s and 80s especially, you had a huge number of British and Japanese imports that really dominated the American market as far as heavyweight street motorcycling went. Even the American brands like Harley-Davidson, Indian, and others just really couldn't compete at the time. Now, that doesn't mean the guys didn't ride them, but there were nowhere near as many out there as there is today.
And the technological advances, the lines of these beautiful machines. And I was very privileged a few weeks ago to attend the grand opening of what is now the store that's right on top of its game in just a couple of months.
Yeah, Colorado Springs and the entire region is rolled out the welcome mat. I mean, it's... The motorcycling community here has been amazing, okay? The already Indian owners are out all over the place having a great time, and they're always by the store, and we appreciate that. And more importantly, we came in with the idea that we were going to be here and be a force in the marketplace, and we were Colorado's number one Indian dealer in September.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you are the biggest in the state, right?
Yeah, in terms of a standalone, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, we have, usually our inventory is 50 to 60 motorcycles at any time, and that puts us ahead of many of the other dealers. Again, not throwing any stones. Those guys have their own thing. They do something different. But we just happen to specialize in that one brand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you've got an event coming up tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
We do. Yeah, it's the twofold. First, the Indian Motorcycle National Open House. This is our opportunity with Indian Motorcycle and ourselves to introduce the 2020 models, show you who and what we're all about, let you meet us in the dealership and see the new motorcycles and learn a little bit more about them. We're also doing an accessory and clothing and apparel reveal as well with a fashion show and a variety of other things. So we have got a huge day planned with food trucks and classic cars and live music and more fun than humans ought to be allowed to have.
Well, and as I say, I was at the grand opening event, and if this is anything like that, you're going to set the city on its ear for a few hours tomorrow.
Well, I would surely, I'd love to do that.
In a good
way. Yeah, that'd be a great thing to do. We're happy to have it in. And again, I can't thank Colorado Springs or you guys and so many others that have helped us really get this thing off the ground and make it number one.
I want to talk about the ownership group because it's a little different.
Yes. Well, we're a family-owned organization, and I mean all kinds of family. Lorenzo and his wife, Vita Ceballos, both wonderful folks. They're longtime riders, and this was kind of a dream of theirs. Their son, Tito, is our general manager. He's got a long history in the industry. He's a very talented young man who is going to probably be one of those guys that gets recognized on a national level for his ability to run a store. And the rest of our staff, highly trained, and they're all specialists in what we do. And most are from right around here, so we were happy to have everybody join us.
So Indian is back to its pure self.
It really is. Once acquired by Polaris Industries, they went right back to the ground roots. They created their own motors, redesigned frames, brought back some of the classic styling, and put the brand back in the place where it belonged. It was always a heritage brand. It was the innovative brand, and it's back doing exactly that.
And the lines are just extraordinary on these things. The technology that's packed into them is the human and technology interface is very austere. It's very easy to get used to and become accustomed to. So you're not on technology overload when you're trying to enjoy your ride.
No, and part of the process here was to create a motorcycle that rode, handled, braked, steered, did everything just a little bit better. And so they took that to the next level, actually. They've incorporated a lot of 21st century tech, but you're right. It's not intrusive. It just makes the ride more enjoyable. And of course, the bike is designed in such a way that it doesn't behave like other heavyweight bikes. You got to come out and try one to really understand what the bike's about.
And that's partly what tomorrow is all about. That's what
exactly
are the hours
what tomorrow's
tomorrow?
About. We're going to be open, obviously, our regular hours. We'll open at 9, close at 6. The big festivities start around 11 through 4, and the fashion show starts at noon, which you don't want to miss.
No, absolutely not. Curtis Sawyer, sales manager for Pikes Peak Indian Motorcycles. We do appreciate this partnership we have with you and be able to serve and support you. You and I will be visiting monthly for a while.
I'm okay with that.
There's
Ted.
All
this
kinds of stuff
thing.
That happens in the world of two wheels, and Indeed. We need to talk about that more.
Absolutely.
All righty, Curtis, thank you for being here today.
Pleasure, Ted. Thank you.